Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. John Audette is back. John's a longtime Brain Trust member, going back to way back into the previous millennia. He's the founder and the CEO of 406 Strategies, and he's here to talk to us about some myths that he's uncovered that you and I need to know about getting ourselves out there available to people where they're looking for folks like you and me. John Audette, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Myths. These are myths, John, that you're saying that they're small business marketing myths that this is part of the series of small business marketing myths, and it's all about the myths about getting information out on the internet. Talk to us about it.
I've come up with seven of them, and the use of the internet for local and small business, which we generally call localization, as you know, is a relatively recent phenomenon, and it's really come into its own in the last year or two. And we believe that it's an incredible win for local and small business. It's probably the best thing to happen to local and small business marketing since the invention of the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so recent, there are just lots of misunderstandings about it. And so I put together this series on our blog that covers seven misunderstandings or myths and discuss a little bit about them.
All right, so the first one is I don't have to do anything to distribute my business information across the internet. Well, you think people really believe that? Is that a myth people really buy into?
Very much so. We run into it all the time because people will look and they'll see that they have, for example, they go to Google and they see they have a places page and they say, so see, my information's out there. I don't have to worry
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, people are the internet is the new yellow pages.
Right.
And that's where people are looking for businesses, for business information. And so, you know, they immediately go to the internet with their computer or increasingly with their mobile devices, you know, their smartphones especially. And they feel pretty good because they look and they see, well, there I am right on Google Maps on a Google's Places page. And that information has been distributed. And their information has been distributed to some extent. However, it's filled with inaccuracies, and it's not covered fully.
Or it's not handy, or it's not laid out in a handy way. It's not maybe it's not mobile ready. Maybe it doesn't have the phone numbers, you know, where they can be easily clicked on and dialed. Maybe there's no directions. The thing I point out to folks, John, is that, you know what, if you'll look around just a little bit longer, maybe not even that long, you'll see that your competitors are there too. So how is your presentation there going to be different from the others?
Well, you need to make sure the most important thing is what's called the NAP, and that's just really fancy. That's name, address, and phone number.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that information is distributed far and wide on the internet to the data aggregators that matter. And then it's always consistent. And I'll give you one specific example of how this can affect your business. There's a local restaurant here in Bend called Jackson's Corner that all the locals love, and we, including us. And we looked at their places page, and they had a phone number that was disconnected. their category was listed as grocery store. And they were getting, we talked to them, and they said, we said, well, how much, you know, Bend is a tourist town. How much tourist business do you get? And they said, we don't get very much. And we said, well, we understand that. And so we went ahead and distributed their business information across the internet, and we optimized their Google Places page and Bing and Yahoo local pages, and this just happened. They called us Monday after Labor Day or Memorial Day weekend, and they said, we were so swamped by out-of-town business that we ran out of food.
Wow.
That just happened, and we actually are putting up a little page for it as a.
And
as
You didn't do anything magical or miraculous. You just did basic blocking and tackling with populating, their information online. John, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. This is the kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. If your performance of your company is not where you think it ought to be, it's time to quit blaming the recession. It's probably something you're not doing now. It's probably not so much the recession or this slow recovery. You need to start looking in the mirror more, and part of that mirror needs to include what John's talking about, and he's going to continue to talk to us about after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.